and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. First, the weather report. It's dreary.
Yeah, but at least it's kind of normal for winter.
Good point.
It's very cold. Looks like we have some light snow right now. But we took a walk anyway this morning, even though the wind chill was, I think, 14 below when we left.
But we're tough.
We are tough, yeah. I mean, we can sit around and make excuses. And what I've found in my life is that always just makes me feel bad about myself.
So not for us.
No. So we decided even if we just went one loop or so, we were going to continue with this goal that we've set to walk every day. And we have been doing a good job with that.
We have been. There have been very few days that we have not taken a walk, whether it's looping around our property, walking back along the woods behind us, or sometimes down the road. That's yeah. Getting a little sketchy, though.
Yeah, we've been going down the road, but this is a fairly busy rural road. And we've got a bunch of gear on. I can't hear behind
right.
me. So I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm older. I don't know.
No.
But, you know, I get my big hairy hat and
exactly.
I can't hear behind me. So I don't like it when we have traffic come up on us. So
yeah.
I feel safer walking around our land or out in the woods.
So we've been walking in cold, snow, rain, warm occasionally.
Yeah, it's been real warm sometimes.
But that habit leads to other habits.
It does.
And we were talking about that this morning when we were walking, about how when you are consistent with one habit, that can lead to other habits to build on that. And I find that to be true for me.
Yeah, I think for us, we talk a lot because we're not distracted with our phones. We're not distracted with anything else because my attention span is about like a two-year-old.
Oh, it's a three-year-old.
Okay, maybe three. Okay, thanks for giving me some credit there. But I can't stay on task, or I don't stay on task very long because I see things that need to be done and all of that. So it causes me to focus, which I need.
We all need focus. And in this day of electronics, it is very easy to get sidetracked. And we're trying not to do that as much.
Yeah. And so the walk is one of the things, you know, we're doing the whole decluttering thing and we can talk
yes.
little bit about that. And we are really making some progress there. And every step of that feels good too.
Oh, it feels wonderful. I finally got all of the kitchen done. All the cabinets gone through, cleaned out, donations made, and a final step of wiping down all of the cabinets, and that's a lot of cabinets.
It is.
With
they do get wiped down pretty good at least once a year when we have everyone here for Thanksgiving. But, you know, with working and running a business and not nearly as often as they should be.
But that felt good. You did a great mop on the floor. And we have a nice, clean, sparkling kitchen.
Yeah. And we've had some new food options
yes.
because of what you found.
It inspired me to get back to creating new things. I found some grain medleys that I had forgotten about. I'd been pushed to the back of the pantry. And also got out one of my new mini muffin tins that I just had not had an opportunity to use yet, but I did that yesterday. And I'm experimenting with a new item that hopefully we'll be offering at the market or at the Merc or both.
Yeah, it was. So I get a benefit from some of that experimenting. We had a really nice grain bowl for dinner last night with some of our own produce.
Yes.
So that was awesome. And some of the grains that you found. So that was really good.
So that all just feels great.
Yeah.
We're on a
roll.
We
are really, really decluttering all kinds of things. Our minds and you know, it, so it, it does feel good. But this, let's get back to this new product.
So one of the things I have been interested in is mini muffins. And really,
Who's not? True.
If you think about kind of our niche in the food world, it's in the miniature things. Mm-hmm. You grow a lot of miniature produce that sells phenomenally well and is just fun to look at, eat, and cook with. We have mini scones. And
those are really popular.
A big hit.
Yeah.
And so I want to do some of these mini muffins. But I also want to convert an old recipe that I have from my mother. And it is a snowball donut. Now, that is a fried donut hole, basically. But I want to convert it to a baked muffin. And that is the experiment I started yesterday.
And the flavor is incredible.
It had a delicious flavor.
Yeah, you put, what, fresh nutmeg in there?
That is a secret. Freshly grated nutmeg.
Oh, it just tasted so good. And it wasn't, there was no grease because you baked them.
Exactly.
So that was awesome.
It was, and I need to do some additional tweaks on that recipe. The texture wasn't exactly what I wanted. The flavor is what I wanted. The texture needs some work.
We have the author Honeybee has just entered the room, so she's climbing on me right now. So, she needs a claw clipping.
And Honeybee was, just as an aside, Honeybee was working on a digital version of her book this morning.
She's
that will
awesome.
Be out soon. She is an awesome, awesome cat. So while I've been experimenting in the kitchen, you did some more experimenting with soap products in the basement?
There have been a couple of different things that I have worked on. And one is testing right now. And I'll just say, I'll give a little hint. I'm using some of our coffee in it.
Ooh, yeah.
And, you know, we'll see how that goes. I love it. I've been using this product now for a couple of weeks. I'm still tweaking it. And I think that's something that we will expand to eventually.
And it smells delicious.
I'm thinking probably by market for sure, maybe sooner. And yesterday I decided there's several different things that I've wanted to do. And one of those is like a foaming bath.
Right.
And you bought me the ingredients to create that a while back, and they've just been setting. And so last night while you were baking, I went to the laboratory.
I always have to think of that song.
I know.
Boris.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of Boris-like. So, but there wasn't any smoke or fire or anything like that.
Nothing dangerous.
This was very calm, very easy. You know, I've already figured out I've got to have a different kind of packaging for it, because the packaging that I used, I didn't like. So, you know, that I reused something I already had, but I did take a nice bath last night. And it was Saturday. I had to.
Of course. It was right. Time for a bath.
Yeah, it was time. So, and it was nice. Yeah, good foaming, nice smell. And so that's something I'm working on. Maybe eventually that'll be something we offer. I may just do it for me. Who knows? But it was fun to play in the in the basement again and create something new.
And as we create these new things, we both continue to get more ideas. And I've developed some more ideas for writing. I'm off doing that. And things that I want to do in the kitchen. But one of the things I also want to do is some distilling of our own essential oils. Now, that's going to take some time. That's off in the future. But we have to have goals to reach for. So that's coming as well. And then you've been preparing your seed labels.
Right. Tomorrow
thousands
is
and
the
thousands.
Day
Woohoo!
That I start seeds. The first round of the garden will start tomorrow. So yeah, I have been going crazy putting labels together. And the first round, we will have some of the tomatoes, some of the peppers, and I'm going to do some herbs. We're going to kind of add to that offering, at least for us, because we want to have more herbs here. I don't really care to sell plants much anymore. There's a lot of other vendors that do that, and we have a fairly limited space to start them, and we use a lot.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to start plants for all of Charleston and beyond. I'm mostly trying to start plants for our garden and what we will use here, but there's always extras because I get a little crazy with it.
But it's a lot of fun for you.
Yeah, tomorrow I will have a great time.
Good.
Put on some oldies and get into my in-home gardening.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. We also are continuing to make progress in our presentation to market to buy a fat fig, which will be presented at the Spring Into Gardening on February 15th, sponsored by the Coles County Master Gardeners. I had a link last week. I'll put another link in this week for how to register for that if you're in the area or you want to come into the area to attend that. And that is also springboarding into our online course development.
Mm-hmm.
So we are full on in preparation, planning, and implementation of some ideas that we've had for a long time.
Yeah, we've been putting some things together and at least all in one place. You know, we've talked about this for a long time, and I think we're getting close to ready to launch. So you've been looking around in the course environment some. I need to do that. And, you know, we're going to go full on into that area too.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. And we've been doing some of the master class for us personally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing too.
It is. So our goal is to learn and experiment and do trials here and then share and teach that with others, so that you can follow along and learn how we do what we do and our theory of small farms.
And if you are doing some of the decluttering or following along with that, shoot us some of your ideas, what
yes.
you're doing. We want to hear your progress.
We do.
And because that encourages us too, that someone out there is interested and, we appreciate it. So we've had some people that say, you know, we're doing some decluttering, or maybe not on the crazy scale that we're doing right now, but we like the feedback. So,
yes, we do.
Feel free to give us feedback on whatever you'd like.
And I will start tackling the basement next.
Oh, yeah. That's the basement has been
the catch-all
for, you know, you have an attic or something, which we also have an attic that's been somewhat, it's not as bad as a basement, but the basement has been a catch-all, and we're going to recreate that space into a usable creative space for us. And we've already bought a cabinet, and we just need to start going through that and making that a very cool space.
It is going to be cool.
Yeah. So we have the ideas. We just need the time to do it. And we're about through two levels of our house and getting in pretty good shape for that. So the
it's
basement.
It's exciting.
Yeah, that may be several months. I don't know.
It's going to take a while.
Because we want to do some
do
other
everything.
Things in
yes.
there. But, you know, we have the time to do it. So how cool
That's
is
right.
that?
It's very cool.
Yeah, and you're still writing a
I
book?
Am.
Yeah,
I am. So hopefully this has encouraged all of you to do some decluttering, think about spring, think about plants.
And just be cool.
And be cool.
Yeah. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile.
For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.